Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, if she has any deceptions that are in her mind, that they are cleared out by your scriptures so that she can stay in your perfect will and safe, far away from any deceptions that are dangerous for her. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. Just really going through these scriptures, because they're going to be very key during times of judgment, because you're just going to see the same thing that you see in the book of Revelation, in all honesty, but on a smaller scale. Okay, that's how our Lord works. He says it's like birth pains, right? So it starts small, then gets bigger and bigger. And a smaller judgment of the United States is a foreshadowing of a larger judgment of the world, okay? But you're going to see the same patterns take place. And it's really key, because you're going to see this spirit of Antichrist, which is why I'm going over these scriptures, show up and really try, and it's something. I just pray, any sister that's listening to me, really, you may even be going through it on a certain level right now, possibly, but really cleaves to these scriptures, because when the spirit of Antichrist shows up, he just really, because it's just like it's not the Antichrist, of course, but it's that spirit, and it's a smaller scale, and it gets on people and deceives them, and they will come after you, and they will judge you, and they will say you are wrong, and they will say you are not loving, you are judgmental, you are harsh, you are unmerciful. That's not Jesus Christ. He's full of love and mercy and compassion. But they don't understand. Once again, I'm going to go through these scriptures with you, okay, line by line and verse by verse. I'll bring about a lot of clarity, is that they are they don't realize it yet, but they're receiving the Antichrist, okay? They're in a state of deception, okay, of that God is full of love and full of mercy, and he doesn't care what you do. He'll never judge you, because it's grace, you know? And in their own minds, at a certain level, they don't even believe that there's a hell, in all honesty, when you really dig down to the depths of it. And it's just not true. He is full of love, and he is full of mercy, but he's also full of wrath and judgment, and that's why there's eternal damnation and hell, okay? And it's a very real place. People are going to be going there, and that is why the church is so lukewarm. If you know that there's a hell, okay, and you can see it and you believe it, you will cast aside your own life every day and fight tooth and nail for those you love. You will fight for their souls. But if you don't believe it, okay, and this is how you can test yourself, okay, to see if you really believe in your soul that there's a hell, you'll keep on going and be selfish and not worry about it, because you don't really believe in your mind that those people are on their way to hell. So you really need to get with the Lord on that if you're in that state and repent, okay, because it's things like that. You're not, you know, when the Father looks down, he doesn't see his son. If you have that way of thinking, he's not looking down and seeing his son, because his son knows that there's a hell. He gave his life on the cross to keep us from it, okay? And if you are conformed to the image of Christ, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to lay down your old life every single day and crucify it, okay, to fight for souls, okay, because you love them and you know there's a hell, okay? Now, just going to go over this one scripture. I'm going to go into depth. Right now, I'm just starting with the two witnesses, but I'm going to go into depth with the scriptures about Christ, okay, and his wrath. But I do want to go over one that I mentioned in the previous podcast. This is Matthew chapter 25. Okay, it's where the Lord separates the sheep and the goats, okay? And I'm just going to go over these briefly. It also happens here. This is Matthew 25, verse... This is verse 30, okay, about the parable of the talents. It says, and this is the very end of the parable of talents, it says, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth," okay, this is hell, okay, and then again, this is the parable of the sheep and the goats. It says, this is verse 31, it says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory." This is Christ, okay? It's the Son of Man, okay? Sitting on his throne of glory. This is the book of Revelation, okay? This is where he's going to rule the nations with the rod of iron, king, okay? And then it says here, he's going to separate them. I'm just going to jump to verse 41. It says, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Okay, so that's Jesus. He's casting people into hell. Okay, so he is the offering. He is the lamb. Okay, but you have to understand that he's more than just that. That's not all he is. Okay, because you need to get to know your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that you don't get surprised when you start seeing these aspects revealed. I'll go into some more detail, but you're going to hear the Holy Spirit talk like this to you. You're not going to be casting people into hell, but what you're going to be doing is evangelizing. You're going to be evangelizing Christians that are deceived, because they're going to be asking you for help. And once again, it's going to be the Holy Spirit directing you. Okay, you don't do this on your own, because you'll be judged for that. Okay, but you'll be pressed upon him. He'll say, nope, nope. They need to stay here. They need to stay there. Nope. Okay, and it's this. He's judging them. And why? So that they're not judged eternally. Okay, and it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to it. She really understands the blessings of you being so merciful and allowing times of judgment to take place now in this life here, which are hard maybe for people to see carnally, but such a blessing eternally, because they keep people out of hell forever. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.